Welcome to Beyond the Dollar with me, Sarah Lee Kane, a show where we have deep and honest conversations about how money affects our well-being. This week, we're going to recap my conversation with Jen Smith and going to dive into how your body can react when you're dealing with high-stakes financial situations like she did. I'll also go over some simple and practical ways you can manage stress and what to do when an unexpected financial situation happens. All right, get ready, grab a seat, and let's go beyond the dollar. Hey friends, if you haven't listened to last week's episode with Jen Smith, I suggest you listen to that one to give you some more context of what I'm going to talk about in this episode. Now, in any case, let's do a quick recap. So Jen was about 34 weeks pregnant and getting ready to go on maternity leave when she got laid off alongside 45 other people at her former company. It's hard to imagine how that's going to work, right? Especially when you're about to give birth and not knowing what you're going to do for health insurance or even money. Let's listen to Jen talking about what happened to her health when she was dealing with all of this stress.
I really tried to keep it together. I'm one of those people that I learned very early on that when things are hard, I need to just suppress my emotions for a season and get through it. It was not the healthiest move for me in this instance. I had my first seizure several weeks after I was laid off and all of this from stress. There was no other anomaly that they could attain it to. I'd never had one before. And part of it was from just keeping all the stuff down and taking things on my plate. I was already reaching out to publications to get freelance jobs. And I was 2-3 weeks away from having a child at this point. So I just felt like I was like, okay, I'm going into work mode. I can't do this work anymore. I'm transferring to this and I just have to keep going. And I really didn't take time to rest. I was in the hospital every day for a week after I had the seizure because I did that. And then I had low amniotic fluid. So they just kept finding things. And they're like, if you don't bring your amniotic fluid up, we're going to have to induce you. I'm like, please. But they didn't want to. And then he was already breached. So I knew I was going to have a C-section. So I'm like, I don't care at this point. Everything that could go wrong has gone wrong in the last 6 weeks. I've been laid off. I had a seizure, got low amniotic fluid. This kid's breached. Just get him out of me is what I was feeling.
So good thing she can laugh about this now, right? Now, there's a lot of practical advice I can give to you at this point whenever an unexpected situation arises, but I'm going to assume that you know some of it, right? There's things like finding a way to make money. Maybe you have an emergency fund set aside and you just use that. You cut out as many expenses as possible, or you can rely on your spouse or partner, assuming you're not single, maybe temporarily, they can kind of rise to the occasion a little bit while you're figuring things out. I mean, if you have to get a loan, get it. I mean, no judgment or any shame here whatsoever. If you feel like you need to use your credit card to buy groceries or pay bills, all of that, just to see you through to the other side. Now, instead of all those practical things, where I want to focus here is the stress or the consequences of stress. So in this case, with my conversation last week with Jen, she ended up having health issues. She had a seizure. She, had low amniotic fluid, all those things. And that's aside from all of the normal things that happen while you're pregnant. And then, maternity leave, because after giving birth is a little bit hard on the body, as I'm sure some of you out there may know. If you haven't heard of a book or read this book called The Body Keeps Score, I really highly recommend it. I'm going to talk a little bit about the book in the remainder of this episode. So the author is Bessel van der Kolk, and he goes over how our trauma, so really negative events, and even the way we mentally process negative events can show up in the body. So a very obvious example is in this case, Jen had a seizure from all of the stress that she was dealing with trying to get freelance work, dealing with her body, and of course, figure out how to do health insurance and all of those things, right? And for her, when this negative situation came up, right, this trauma, she processed it by putting her head down and suppressing those emotions, not dealing with them until it was more, air quote, convenient, right, at a later time. And of course, for financial situations where you do need to make money right away, right, it can make sense to just push through the actions. But I urge you to think about whether or not you should suppress your emotions and then keep moving on, or is there a way to work through your emotions or at least acknowledge them while you're engaging in actions to better your financial situation? So, for example, maybe Jen could have processed it in a different way while she was looking for freelance gigs. Or an example in my life was I was in credit card debt in my early to mid 20s, and it was really hard. It was a slog to pay this off. And it really wasn't until I acknowledged the shame and the embarrassment I felt having gone to debt in the first place that the debt payment journey became a lot faster. And so it could be a coincidence, right? You could argue that that's what it is. But for me, I really believe that having the time or taking that time to process what was really going on and acknowledging the fact that, hey, I'm in debt, this feels sucky, I'm just going to have to move through it, really, really helped me. Another example can be if you're in an online, or you have an online business, or you're a freelance writer, or let's say you're in a professional networking situation, and you have a really close group of professional friends, or you're in a mastermind group. And so if things are happening up in your business and you're working through it and you want to acknowledge that emotion, having a mastermind group is really helpful because you can actually tell other people what's going on. And for many people, talking about it is a way to process it. So in the book, The Body Keeps a Score, I'm going to paraphrase this a little bit, is that the author says that action is the key to healing. Okay, so we're again talking about financial situations. So maybe getting out of debt or getting a job, right? So action is the key to healing because it shuts down that fight or flight survival mechanism or response that helps to signal safety. So for example, right, if you were getting chased by a bear, that fight or flight mode is going to activate because it's going to help you survive, right? Maybe the adrenaline is going to kick in and you're going to run away from that bear, right? Now, if our normal way to respond to stress or our natural way of responding to stress is blocked or suppressed, right? For example, Jen suppressing her emotions, then these emotions, these negative emotions that come from the trauma can become trapped and then it's going to act out in different ways. So an example of that in my life was in 2019-ish. So a couple of years ago, I went through this extreme period of burnout. So an entire month, I actually couldn't really physically move. There really was no explanation. I was pretty healthy, but I overworked myself. I was going through some personal stuff at the time. I put a lot of pressure on myself in terms of what I want to do in my business. And so that constant hustle led to me one day awake and I could not move. I could not get out of bed. There was just no way. And so it was an entire month of people having to really help walk my son to school. I got a lot of grocery deliveries. I got a lot of takeout. It was just a month of really processing and healing what was going on. And so whatever the stress response that I probably should have processed, I didn't, right? So that survival mechanism, the fight or flight response that I didn't allow that to happen. I just kind of like, okay, push it down. Let's just keep going. But of course, it was festering. And what's so cool is that our bodies are really great at signaling it to us that something's going on. And so clearly my body was telling me that I need to take a break, process what was going on. And then after a month, I mean, things were better. I wouldn't say I was completely away from burnout, but at least I was able to up and move and do the things that I've normally done. All right, so what can we do about it, right? Other than acknowledging our emotions. Clearly there's more steps than that, right? So when it comes to negative traumatic events, whatever you want to call it, there are ways to take care of your body no matter what's going on. So there's simple things like drinking a glass of water, staying hydrated. Like if you need to make money, right? It maybe makes sense to work 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, however many hours to continue to earn this money. Maybe you're doing DoorDash or some other kind of gig work, or you're working overtime, whatever that is. Now, instead of feeling like you have to constantly go, 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 you might need rest. Maybe take a day off. Or if that's not possible or you feel it's not possible at this time, maybe some sort of routine that allows you to give yourself some pause and even acknowledge what's going on. So you could meditate for maybe 10, 15 minutes or journaling. For me, it was really as simple as sitting down for 5 minutes and talking to myself and reminding myself that it was okay to feel what I was feeling when I was paying down the debt. It could be going to therapy once a week or once a month, whatever that is. So something where you give yourself some time to just be, right? To kind of slow down and pause. And so like Bessel van der Kolk says in his book, I'm going to, again, paraphrase this, is that when you're going through a negative situation or you're a survivor of trauma, you can't really recover, right, or move through it until you're really intimately familiar with and even acknowledge the sensations in your body. Because to acknowledge the sensation in your body is to really listen to yourself. Ultimately, it's what it is. It's like listening to yourself and what's going on and what may be triggering that or what may be causing it. And so let's say you have heart palpitations and it's very abnormal for you to have this, right? All of a sudden you just feel like your heart beating really fast. That could be a sign that something's really stressing you out. What just happened maybe, for example, 5 minutes ago that led you to have these heart palpitations, right? It's just a small example here. And so in his book, van der Kolk goes on to say is that we can imagine, right, current or present and future things that we can do or actions that will empower ourselves to feel less helpless or powerless or shameful because of what's going on or even what has happened in the past or how we reacted to the past. So what that really means is that we need to be able to imagine that we can do this. We need to imagine some of the things that we can do and then try to do them so that we feel empowered to not necessarily take control of the situation, but to feel that we can navigate through the situation. And so looking back at the financial situation, let's say you did lose your job and you maybe only have 1 month set aside in your emergency fund. And so you have this timeline of a month to find another job. And so here you can imagine the things that you can do, right, or come up with a list of skills you're really good at and that you can use to put on your resume to apply for a job, right? So in this sense, you are taking, you're acknowledging that, okay, like I have a month, this is really sad, I'm stressed and embarrassed over it. But by me acknowledging that I have what it takes to get a job, I'm going to be able to do this. I can handle this. I can move through the situation and figure out what other things life is going to throw at me, right? Now, I'm going to give you a couple more guidelines that are from this book, and it's not going to sound like they really relate to money, but it does, right? Our lives don't exist in a vacuum. Neither does our financial lot. So here are some 4 guidelines. It'll sound repetitive because I've kind of talked about it before, right, in this episode, but I'm going to kind of succinctly say it so that if you want to not have to rewind to listen to these guidelines, you certainly can. So the first guideline is whatever situation's happening is to find a way to just remain calm or become calm. And so that could be breathing. It could be whatever it is, right? The second guideline is whenever you're going through a stressful situation is to learn to maintain calm so that you have a clear head to figure out what to do. And then you want to be able to focus when there are past thoughts or emotions or reminders of this traumatic situation or any response that you normally have when you're going through a stressful situation, even though it may not seemingly be related to whatever you're going through now. The third way, right, is to find a way to be really present and to be fully alive in your emotions. And that means acknowledging them and be okay with it, whether it's a positive or negative emotion. And if you can engage with others, so again, going to therapy, talking to your friends, writing in a journal, sounds weird, but talking to yourself is a way of engaging with these emotions to help yourself be really fully alive and present in them. The fourth one is don't keep any secrets from yourself. And so that really means not being in denial about what's going on and being okay with what is, even though it's super, super hard. I mean, think about this in terms of paying down your debt, right? What if you deny the fact that you have debt? Is it going to go away? right? If you berate yourself in terms of the debt, will you have a good time paying it down? Or you feel like you don't deserve to get a debt and you're just going to keep overspending. Now, again, there are guidelines, right? They're kind of vague on purpose because there's really no one-size-fits-all solution when you're dealing with traumatic or stressful financial situations. The point is, it's just really crucial to take care of yourself and how you respond to stress. Now, I mean, I'd love to tell you that once you're out of debt or whatever money stress or challenge that you're facing right now is going to go away or like everything's going to be hunky-dory. That is not the case. Things always crop up. Trust me. I'd like to think that I'm in a decent financial situation. And while things have happened in the past 6 months of my life that have me recalibrate a lot of my financial budgeting systems, and it's just, again, moving through it, right? There was a lot of shame and embarrassment that went along with it, but I tried my best to be really, really fully present with what was going on and then find some of the action steps I needed to move through it. So I guess what I'm really getting at here is that if change and challenging situations crop up or cropping up is a constant, then it's just best that we prepare for it, right? To be fully alive in whatever's thrown at us so we can live life to the fullest. All right, that's it, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to Beyond the Dollar. Next week, I'm talking with Maggie Germano about how ambition can change after motherhood or after giving birth. So feel free to reach out to me, slide into my DMs on Instagram at Beyond the Dollar, or email me at hello@beyondthedollar.co and let me know what you think of this episode. And if you like this episode, please share with a friend. It'll help spread the mission of what we're trying to do around here, which is to have more deep and honest conversations about how money affects our well-being. As always, thank you for listening to Beyond the Dollar, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Props to Donovan Durance for composing this awesome theme song.